Gail Huff, Republican, 1st Congressional District candidate, joins us GMI Studios live this morning on this Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. I just would like to add, if I could, Veterans Count is an amazing organization. They do such amazing work here in the region and especially in New Hampshire, and I just want to echo your appreciation for all they do.
Well, I know you're a proud parent, so happy pre-Mother's Day. And
Thank you. And now I'm also a grandmother, so I don't know, do I asked my daughters, I said, wait a minute, do I get double the treat because it's also Grandmother's Day? But I didn't know, is there a Grandparent's Day? You
know? I saw something online of you and Scott Brown, your husband, and your grandkid. Hey, real quickly, speaking of Scott Brown, former ambassador and senator in Mass, and someone you know well, and we have our listeners out there, Three Shades of Gray, that compose this custom Mother's Day song we're playing this morning for Good Morning New Hampshire. Doesn't Scott Brown have a band, and don't you have a daughter who's like an incredibly talented singer? So can't someone do a Mother's Day tune about you to play here?
Okay, wait a minute. I have one.
So, you do?
Wait a minute. Ayla has written a song for me. It's beautiful. She recorded it several years ago for me. And Scott wrote a beautiful love song for me that he recorded that is available on iTunes. So,
awesome.
Believe it or not, I have been honored with beautiful songs by both my daughter Ayla and my husband. So I'm very, very, very blessed.
Well, she's an incredible talent. I remember playing some stuff she had a while ago. So what's the best? But you know what? I'm going to, because it's a hard thing. What's the best way to get her music? What does she do it under?
She's on iPhone. What's it called? The online thing. You just go on and you order it and it comes down.
iTunes, yeah.
I don't know how these things work, Jack.
I know. You're like me.
I buy CDs. She laughs at me. I buy CDs in the store.
No, I'm with you.
And
I'm with you.
She just thinks that's the funniest thing in the world. Why would I buy a CD? Because I want to be able to put the CD into my car, you know, into the player, and play what I want, and I don't do all the downloading and all that.
No, so I'm with you. I ask everyone around me how to do. Hey, real quick, let's get to some of the political news of the day. Let's have a listen to the governor of New York, Gail Huff, Republican congressional candidate, 1st Congressional District, the governor of New York, reacting to this leak and what could happen with the U.S. Supreme Court ancillary case Roe v. Wade and keep pushing this back to the states. Let's have a listen.
The reality is just like a punch in the nose. I mean, people are saying this could actually happen in a matter of weeks. So it was an extraordinary development. I think this has just turned the political world upside down.
Do you agree?
Do I agree with the governor?
So no, that it turned the political world upside down.
I do believe that there are repercussions politically, and I think that's very, very, very sad. The fact that the Supreme Court has been able to, you know, has been breached like this, I think is absolutely tragic politically. Obviously, we don't know yet what's going to come out in the actual decision, because right now what has been leaked is obviously just a draft. This could go through many machinations over the next couple of months before they release anything. But let's be clear, what happened here is just absolutely abominable, that somebody could release something like this. It's a breach of trust. You know, it's politicizing the highest courts and the sacred trust that we have in the Supreme Court. So, first of all, I want to start with that. Is she right? I don't know. If you can tell me how politics works, then, Jack, I'll listen all day long because I can't understand the politics of it. All I know is that, you know, we are doing the right thing in New Hampshire. We're doing the right thing in New Hampshire. I believe that states have the right to make a decision in their state what they want to do with abortion. And here in New Hampshire, we've made a decision, and I think it's a great decision. I absolutely don't support late-term abortion. I don't support federal funding of abortion. I don't support foreign aid, that's being used in abortions. But Democrats, you know, are trying to pass a law that would allow for abortions all the way up until birth. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that is immoral and should be illegal. And it is illegal here in New Hampshire, and that is a good thing. So I support New Hampshire's law.
How concerned, when people go out and about, are people asking about inflation? What are they asking you when you go to these campaign stops? You talk with likely voters?
Well, frankly, nobody's talked. I've never had anyone ask me or talk about abortion, ever. You know, I think a lot of people thought this was politically, it wasn't something that people were talking about or thinking about. It obviously is very, very, very important, and, you know, this is forcing it back into the political spectrum. But what people are talking to me about is fentanyl. They're talking to me about, you know, people that are literally dying. I went to a wake, Jack, this week, okay? This is a friend of mine's 29-year-old son who overdosed on fentanyl. We are losing a generation. We're losing a generation to a deadly drug. That's exactly what's happening. And it just makes me so, so sad. As a mother, as a grandmother, this is tragic. And that's what I'm hearing about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the border. I'm talking about stopping the flow of deadly fentanyl into America and New Hampshire. I went down to the southern border. I talked to the border agents. I got the endorsement of the Border Patrol Council because they know I get it.
Yeah.
We cannot have open borders. We have to close the loophole that allows for asylum. We have to finish the wall. We have to. We have to go back to remain in Mexico. We cannot. We cannot open our borders. We are not a nation. We are not a nation unless we have borders and we follow laws. And I just think it's a crisis. Yesterday, I went up to the northern border because I wanted to see if they were having the same problem up there.
Yeah.
And again, they're having the same problem up there, people literally dying of fentanyl overdoses. They told me about a woman. She was 22 years old. She recently died of a fentanyl overdose. EMTs and police had given her CPR and Narcan 20 times.
Mm.
20 times.
Yeah.
And then the last time they weren't able to save her life.
Yeah, we've talked about
it. Her young children have been administering Narcan. They said in the past 6 months, Jack, they've had a suspected 10 overdoses in one tiny town.
For some reason, it doesn't seem to be a priority of this president or administration to stop this flow. It just doesn't. I don't see it, sincerely. I see some candidates talking about it suddenly because they're going into, you know, we're going into a midterm. But, hey, we have to run. Enjoy those songs. Have a great, great weekend, Gail Huff, on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you. Make sure to treat all mothers well.
Well, that we should all the time. Thank you.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.